I've heard of a sycamore tree.
What about a buttonwood tree? A buttonball tree?
We don't have any that I know of.
What about a kind of tree that's sort of a symbol of the South? It's got big white flowers and shiny green leaves. You ever heard of magnolia?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard of magnolia.
Uh-huh. What about cowcumber tree? You ever heard of that? What about the kind of tree that George Washington cut down?
Which one was that?
What was the name of that? What about a bush or shrub that the leaves turn bright red in the fall and it's got clusters of berries on it?
I know.
Do you have something around here called a sumac or shumac?
If we do, never heard the name.
What about a flowering bush called a spoonwood or spoonhunt or mountain laurel, rhododendron? Did you ever hear of those? And what kinds of berries would people get around here? Would they buy at the store?
Red berries, blackberries.
What about a kind of berry they make shortcake out of?
Strawberry.
Uh-huh. And a kind of berry, some of them are red and some of them are red and black. It's got sort of a rough surface.
Blueberry.
Do you ever hear of rat?
Raspberries?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen in jelly, but I haven't seen them.
Just
like that.
Say if you were walking through the woods and you saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were, you'd tell someone, you better be careful, you better not eat those, they might be
poisonous.
And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison ivy.
How do you recognize that?
I don't.
You've never seen
it? I might have seen it, but I don't know which one it is.
Do you want to stop now? Because I'm scared this battery is going to run out.
Okay.
That's what I was saying. Did she take any courses?
Well, she took a course on art, but not on ceramic. And she made a few little things over there. And she decided she wanted a mold or two. I said, well, if it's just a mold or two, it's all right. Look what we wind up with. Now we got about $5,000 or $6,000 invested here. And she was going to open it on this summer. Now she's got the backache. Can't handle, of course I have to handle those big molds, but she's not going to be able to bend down for a while, so.
You're going to be out there working then?
Well, I don't know. She's the one that does it, I just help her with the molds, pouring it. Slip in the molds and enter them. But maybe I can learn something.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband?
Okay.